The other thing I think people from outside the People's Republic of Moreland don't understand, but they look at it from the outside, because every type of diversity you'd ever care to name is right there in the People's Republic of Moreland. And we love it, right? Like, our slogan is one community, proudly diverse, right? But people from the outside don't get it, right? Like, they see all of this diversity, they think we're going to be constantly in conflict with each other. Not true at all, because what unites us is greater than what could potentially divide us. And what unites us is pure, unadulterated hatred of the man. And when I say the man, I mean Mikey ticketing inspectors, right? Like, we do not like them at all. Honestly, I know. Just yesterday, I walked past and witnessed a parking inspector putting a ticket on a car that a Mikey ticketing inspector was walking back to at the end of his shift, and I audibly moaned. You know what I mean? I was just like, oh my God, that's done it for me. No, but seriously, like, we don't dig them at all, right? And this was illustrated to me very clearly a couple of weeks ago. You know, I was on the number 19 on a Saturday afternoon, headed into the city, and I'm on that tram with all of the diversity that exists in the People's Republic of Moreland, right? Like, the nonnas, the yayas, the sit-doors, we're all on that tram, we're all just tootling along, happily being one community, proudly diverse. We get to the corner of Sydney Road and Dawson Street, and there they are, a bunch of Mikey ticketing inspectors, right? And they're being extra sneaky because they're undercover ones. Although, newsflash, just community service announcement to any Mikey ticketing inspectors that might be here this evening. We're on to you, right? When six overweight middle-aged people in matching Rip Curl surf gear are standing at a tram stop in Brunswick, we fucking got you picked, you know what I mean? And we are just sitting there on that tram, all of us together, the nonnas, the yayas, the sit-doors and me, and as we just look at each other, we see them, and it turns out we all say asshole in the same language, right? We're just looking at each other like, ugh, assholes. And they were being extra cunning, right? Because as the tram doors open, instead of getting onto the tram so that people can leap off at the other end, apparently, they just waited on the side of the road, and they were just pouncing on people as they got off to check that their Mikey had been validated, right? And in no time at all, they've caught some poor fella who hasn't touched on or whatever, and they have surrounded him. The tram stop, we're all there looking at this. We are festering with rage, right? But fortunately, two stops before this, onto our tram had stepped a local hero, right? A cool dude, shirtless, shoeless, just eating a hand pie. Do we know what a hand pie is? It's a pie you've just got in your hand. No bag, no nothing, you're just fucking eating your pie out of your hand. And so Moreland, he is on the tram, right, and he is witnessing this too, and as we're all kind of looking at each other, totally enraged, our hero swings into action. Just as the tram doors are about to close, he flings that pie through the doors and cops the dude that's riding the ticket right on the side of the head, right? The poor commuter that was about to get written the ticket flees the scene, right? And we, as a people, rise and rejoice on that tram. We are just like, fuck yes! The nonnas, the yayas, the sit-doors, and I went, yes, yes, yes. Even the tram driver was in on it, right? Like, he sort of looked in the rearview mirror, dinged the bell, shut the doors, and fanged it through the bloody intersection, right? He was like, yes, yes, yes! And oh my goodness, it was a beautiful community moment. Like, we were feeling the love so hard, right, as we headed towards Brunswick Road. But there always has to be one party pooper, doesn't it? Always one party pooper. This other bloke, you know, with the kind of dreads and the poetry book, he's so woke it hurts, you know, and he's just kind of walked up to our local hero and he's gone, mate, 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 I just want to say something to you, mate. I just want to say something to you. I know you think you did the right thing, mate. I know you think that was cool, but that was not cool, right? You should not have thrown that pie. And without missing a beat, our local hero turns to him and says, it's okay, mate. It was a really shit pie.